You must be the change you wish to see in the world, Mahatma Gandhi. Hi, welcome back. It's Rhonda, the Good Influence Her. Thank you so much for tuning in again and subscribing to me on Instagram and Facebook. Every day, I post what I call our dailies, daily inspirational quote, inspirational song, inspirational word, a duck, duck, hope, a national day, and some information from AFSP, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That's my daily good influence for me and you. Every day, I believe we must learn something new and keep evolving as people to build a healthy community. So, the last time we met, I shared about being greedy. Yes, I was that child that made that laundry list of presents for Santa to bring me on Christmas morning. I globbed on quickly that material things would bring me praise and transformation. We'll talk about that in another show. My ideal image of beauty, intelligence, and success was what money was going to give me. I shared how I truly believed that money was the ultimate solution to fix everything in my life. Oh boy, can money fix everything? I didn't realize how bad it could make things. I found a lot of resentment chasing money. Nevertheless, I did grow tired of the pursuit of money, and I was able to look in the mirror at myself and work on myself to strengthen my soul and my spirit. And I love living a fun, healthy, good life. I am blessed. And I hope, my hope, is to share my experience, strength, and hope so you can see how blessed you are. The next is the fourth of the seven deadly sins, and this is my biggest struggle in life. I'm going to be brave and bold and share it with you. I realize I still have a little healing to do, and it's okay. I'm going to be honest with you. It's the right thing to do is for me to share it with you. This podcast is organic and true because I really do want to contribute to the common good of society. I own being the good influence her. So here we go with gluttony. Episode 5, Gluttony. Feed the soul and nourish the spirit. Hey, Rhonda, skip a meal. Wow, did you catch the title? Yep, a high school friend who I supported through thick and thin literally shouted across the room. In fact, it was a setup so everybody could laugh at my expense. He said, "Hey, Rhonda, skip a meal." Oh my God. I had a second burrito in my hand heading straight for my mouth to take a huge bite. I had no idea the boys were watching me eat all this time. I thought I was discreet taking a second burrito, and my cover was blown. I have an eating disorder. I love food. I'm a glutton. I used to be bulimic. It's been decades since I've done that. And to top it off, I'm a very picky eater. I don't like to chew meat. I love bread, cheese, fruit, eggs, fish, peanut butter, cookies, and all sorts of vegetables. But food is my thing. Some people smoke. I do food. I was a chubby child. I've always been warned my entire life that I was going to end up being a big, fat, black woman. The adverse effect of being told that is that I'm not a big, fat, black woman. I'm a size zero. I have what many people are suffering with today. It's a food insecurity. I was never sure if I was ever going to have enough food on the table for me and my family growing up. I just didn't know. I'm embarrassed to say that, but that's the truth. That's how I felt. We always struggled with housing and food and money. We were not the Brady Bunch that I idealized. We didn't have a maid named Alice who cooked and cleaned. Don't get me wrong. There was a lot of love, but there was a lot of struggle. And I tried to hide it. Obviously, I didn't do a good job that day of hiding my food insecurity because he so embarrassed me. He got me good. And I still feel that sadness today. I just pretended at that moment that I didn't hear it. I remember putting the burrito down and leaving the scene of the crime and just kind of letting the whole thing pass with time so that it just kind of like didn't happen, like it was in the past. And I just pretended like just total denial that, no, I don't know what you're talking about. What hurt was that the comment came from a boy that I trusted and I praised. I thought he was my friend. And this caused me to have serious trust issues and to cut off my emotions. No more feeling anything unless I had total control over it. So being a glutton with food was now my journey of eating for pleasure and cutting off feelings with or for humans. I didn't want to feel any emotions unless I was in control. I was abusing food. I loved how food gave me control to feel good and better on the spot when I wanted it. This is gluttony, the fourth of the seven deadly sins on my list. The overindulgence of anything, the over consumption of anything to the point of waste. It's to gulp down and swallow. It's not a good feeling to have an obsessive anticipation for meals, an overindulgence of delicacies and costly foods. That's what I was suffering from. The problem with food is that there's a weight gain, and this is why I became bulimic, which is why you don't want to live your life with any of these seven deadly sins, because things go from bad to worse. I would do what the definition says. I would obsess over food and that anticipation and that overindulgence, and then I would go throw it up. I'm much better now. I'm under a doctor's care. If you see me, you'll see that, you know, I'm small. I'm a size zero, and not to worry, I'm healthy, but I wanted to give you my honesty and my truth. I know that the real me is what I need to be. I need to share that. I need to be the real deal. This was one of my worst nightmares in life, to be shouted out in front of my peers. Skip a meal? Are you kidding me? Now, you can be a glutton at anything. You can, you know, anything that gives you pleasure. And this is why envy and greed and gluttony are so similar. You know, more doesn't fix you. It can definitely create more problems, hence my bulimia. And I'm lucky that it stopped there for me. I know people who have medically injured themselves. I have a friend that her teeth are all ruined because of the bulimia. We all have seen that show, I believe, 600 Pound Life. That could be me, folks. You know, they're eating over pain just like I was. You know, seriously, I could have been there. I am so grateful. For me, going and growing through my eating disorder, food changed its value and its taste. I could eat my favorite food and then it wouldn't fix me anymore. So I would turn to another food to find that euphoria. I was like on this tour for my food fix, but the true fix was that I needed to fix the hole in my soul. Remember I said that greed and gluttony, and envy are very similar. These three seven deadly sins stem strongly from insecurity. And if you add some deep trauma that you've suffered, this just makes your self-development much more damaged and complicated to sort out. So this is my point. In fact, all of the seven deadly sins, I believe, stem from insecurity, fear, and ego. We are all in constant motion, growing and evolving as people, and using food, money, and letting envy control your actions makes you an unhealthy person. There's only so much food that you can eat. You know, there's only so much money that these billionaires can spend. And you're wasting your time harboring jealous and hateful feelings towards someone. It's just a waste of time. It's like when you point your finger at someone. Take a look at your hand that you're pointing with and see how many fingers are pointing back at you in your direction. I needed to fix my soul, nourish my spirit, and end the chase and the pursuit. I am thankful for my eating disorder. I know that sounds strange, and it took me a long time to get here, but I am serious. I'm really thankful. I only had to deal with food. Other people deal with more serious and dangerous substances. I'm glad I shared this with you. What are you being a glutton at in your life? You know, and I know, that we need to look inward. We need to get the help and support that we all need to get through this. I shared my story so that you know that I'm not perfect, and most importantly, you're not alone. You're not wrong. I'm not wrong. You're not a bad person. I'm not a bad person. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Yes, I still feel a little bit of shame, of course, but I know better, and I'm doing better. And in fact, we are very powerful people. We have a voice. I am your friend. We can have a real conversation. We together can be good influences for others to no longer feel like they are suffering in silence. I will see you next time with Wrath, Bye for now. I love you guys.